I see only flaws. I see you trying to. He's a competitive person. He doesn't like losing to me, so he'll tell you he won the most battles this spring, but he's a liar. I definitely won't win the most spring. But he's growing. He's growing.
He said they were even, but he couldn't
get
you to.
Yeah, he said even, but no. Nah, it's not even. I won way more.
Where you said 90-10 or so? Or
nah, it ain't that bad.
It ain't that bad.
Oh, I've been open 90-10, but this is the ball gets there.
Gotcha. And just overall, just how do you see his role this year? I know he's in that cornerback battle there over there on the other side of the ball. How do you see that playing out?
You know, Trent's done a great job, you know, this spring. So Trent's probably the top corner coming out of spring. Mm-hmm. And that's going to continue to battle, but that's definitely, he's going to be on the field.
And how are you feeling, particularly after the year you're coming off last year? Just what are your goals for this year?
My goals for this year, obviously bigger. I was all conference last year. I want to be all American, and that's gonna be my motivation, win the call, and all that stuff. So I'm gonna focus and work hard to get there because I know nothing's gonna be given to you.
Did you think at all about the NFL draft last year? I know you were 3 years.
I put my papers in. And I got like a third or fourth round grade, I think. But,
oh, really?
I mean, that was kind of just to do it anyways. I would never leave, school until I graduate.
Gotcha. All right, and you're on pace to graduate when?
December.
And this December coming up?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thanks, man.
That would be perfect. Graduate in December, then go to a big bowl game New Year's Day.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we're here with Torrey Smith. All right, last year you certainly had a great year, even though Maryland did not have a great year. What is your role now as far as getting the other guys up and, setting an example because of your performances, per se?
We struggled last year. And last year, we looked past that. We're working towards this year, and we know what it's like to lose. We just got to learn how to win.
Kickoff returns and, of course, receiving. Is there anything else? Might we see you on punt returns, or are you
I'm working out back there, but Tony's doing a great job. But if they threw me back there, I was back there a couple times last year, but the ball didn't come my way.
What was stopping you from being the punt returner last year? Was there any?
Tony Logan's a great punt returner.
Okay,
he gets the ball. He's a good. He's
Tony
a good
is good. There's no doubt. And of course, what are your goals this year? I mean, to improve on last year would be to equal last year would be great. But see yourself even more?
Definitely. If it presents itself, I'll just take advantage of the plays when my number's called.
You love Jamar, quarterback. I mean, he looked good out there.
Yeah, Jamar. Jamar's a great quarterback. He's waited in the wings of Chris, and now it's time to shine.
Yeah, he's excited. And at opening day, 70,000 people. Yeah. There'll be a lot of pressure on him on that game, won't it?
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of pressure on everybody. But, on us, we just could be focused on Navy. They're a great team. I'm sure they're over there working hard. And, it'll be a good game.
How do you like working with the other quarterbacks as well?
I like working with all of them. The coach has done a good job recruiting, five great quarterbacks. And I'm willing to go to war with any of them.
Right. Does that give more reps for everybody because there's more guys out throwing the ball, per se?
Definitely, yeah, because the quarterbacks want to get more reps. So, therefore, we run more. We got a lot of receivers, too. But, we definitely get a lot of reps due to all of them wanting to get, enough for us to be comfortable.
Well, let me tell you, Terrapin Nation is looking for a great year from you, and I know you will have one.
Thank you.
All right, good luck.